This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been just about 2.5 years, a little bit more actually, July of 2021, since 46 states and a handful of opioid manufacturers and distributors signed the first national settlement meant to help those states deal with the huge rise in substance use and overdose deaths. Settlements with other companies have now pushed the total to about $50 billion, $50 billion, that's going to be distributed over the next nearly 2 decades. Oregon is right at the heart of the crisis. It's got some of the highest rates of opioid use disorder and demand for treatment in the country. The state's first payment, $89 million out of an expected $600 million, is already being put to use, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports from our bureau in Portland.
The Hooper Detox Center sits on a freeway feeder road in an industrial area near downtown. Along the street outside are homeless tents and abandoned cars. Inside, a bustling medical clinic. Patients sit or doze in the lobby, some with a sleeping bag or sack of belongings tucked under their chair, waiting to be checked in. We pass into the secure treatment wards.
And this is the nurse's station.
Amanda Risser is senior medical director for Central City Concern, the nonprofit that operates this detox center, supervising withdrawal management for about 55 patients coming off opioids, alcohol, and meth.
The women's dorm, most people are just resting in bed. Everybody gets their own little locker. Their medications are brought to them.
Patients are brought in by outreach workers, EMTs, local hospitals, and stay 5 to 7 days. Risser says the beds are nearly always full.
Last year, for example, we admitted 2,000 patients, and we turned away about 1,200.
And Risser says when patients are discharged from detox, it's not easy to take the next step.
We have folks who desperately want a bed in residential or supported housing, and we don't have enough beds for them. Their desire is to get treatment, and it's just not accessible to them.
Oregon is currently probably last or second to last in access to care.
Fernando Pena serves on Oregon's 18-member opioid settlement board, which is deciding how to spend the state's first $89 million. He also runs Northwest Instituto Latino, which provides outreach services to Spanish speakers.
There are so few treatment beds or recovery support organizations for the African American community, the Latino community, the rural communities. We have parts of the state right now, not only do they not have a detox, some of them don't have pharmacies, right? So how can you fill a Suboxone prescription if there's no pharmacy?
Native American communities are particularly hard hit, with an overdose death rate more than 2.5 times that of other Oregonians. That's one reason fully 30% of settlement funds, tens of millions of dollars, will go to Oregon's 9 federally recognized tribes. Meanwhile, the Oregon Health Authority projects the state needs to add 3,000 new treatment beds by next year, nearly double the current capacity. And they won't come cheap, says Settlement Board co-chair Annalise Dolph.
We need $500 million. And so certainly the opioid settlement dollars alone are not going to close that gap.
Oregon's entire settlement is only $600 million, spread over 18 years. And advocates say there are plenty of other uses for the money, like training more drug and alcohol counselors and providing more treatment in jails. Fernando Pena's organization has tapped settlement funds to beef up harm reduction. He showed me the emergency kits they pass out.
Narcan and safer use supplies, safer sex supplies, wound care supplies.
Israel Pineda is part of Northwest Instituto Latino's harm reduction team. After years in prison, he got clean and now does outreach.
We go into the streets and talk to clients, help them when it's cold. We provide sleeping bags, tents, and engage with the community.
Like Oregon, states around the country are using settlement money to pay for overdose prevention and post-detox recovery services. For his part, Oregon's settlement board member Fernando Pena is under no illusions about how far his state's first installment of funding will go.
It's difficult to get this across, but $89 million, when I'm talking about generational underfunding, is not a lot of money.
But every little bit can help and maybe save a life, he says. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.